In higher critical interpretation, especially source criticism, it was taught at some time that Genesis 1:1 to 2:3 came from the priestly source around the time of the exile, and that Genesis 2:4 to the end of 2 came from an earlier source called the Yahwistic source around the 7th century BC. It is interesting that often there was an evolutionary idea that Genesis 2 was more anthropomorphic in its description of God, and as time went on, we move from that anthropomorphic idea to a more fuller and perfect concept of God that would be less anthropomorphic in chapter 1. So chapter 1 then was dated later, almost with the idea of a theological evolution. It is significant, however, when we look at these two chapters, that in chapter 1, the writer, which I personally believe to be Moses, saw God as a king. And a king gives command. A king says, "Let there be, let it be done." And so all the way through chapter 1, we see a king on the throne as the model shouting out commands. So it is naturally less anthropomorphic and more of a depiction of the transcendence of God, whereas in chapter 2, the language is that of a potter. And the word yatsar, for example, appears in verse 7 of chapter 2. Va yitzer Adonai Elohim et ha-adam afar min ha-adama vayipach be'avav nishmat chayim. And then we have yatsar again used in verse 9. It says, "And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden eastward, and he placed there the man whom he had yatsar, whom he had formed." The word yotzer is the Hebrew word for potter. It is significant here that in chapter 2, we see the imagery of a potter who gets his hand in the clay and who mixes with the elements that he is forming. And so what I believe we have here is an emphasis on the immanence of God and the use of the name Yahweh, Yod Heh Vav Heh, over against Elohim in chapter 1, showing the immanence of God over against the transcendence of God in chapter 1. So I believe we have one literary artist, whom I believe to be Moses, who brings together these two great images, that of a king and that of a potter. And so in chapter 1, instead of it being later and hence more formal, we have the formality of a king on the throne shouting out his commands, showing the transcendence of God as the King of Kings. Where in chapter 2, we have the imagery of a potter, whereby God is identifying closely with his creation by getting his hands in the clay and fashioning us. So the Lord that we serve is both a king and a potter, both transcendent and immanently with us.